Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgments and wise in our actions, so that the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And the acknowledgement of the country, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Lachi Lachi people, and pay my respects to their elders, past and present. Please sit in place. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2019, and welcome to the January formal council meeting for Mildura Rural City. Work our way through the agenda. There's quite a bit on the agenda today, and at the end, you, the public, are welcome to ask questions, either by putting a written question in the ballot box there, and we have no confidential council business at the end of this meeting. So those of you who wish are welcome to stay behind and meet individual councillors and speak with them if they wish. Ladies and gentlemen, present tonight are Councillor Sedgman, Councillor Mica, Councillor Milne, Councillor Poole, Councillor Cirillo, Councillor Brown, and of course myself, Councillor Clements. Apologies, we have an apology from Councillor Eckel. Councillor Eckel can't be with us tonight, so he apologises. And not an apology, but our newly appointed Councillor Helen Healy isn't technically a councillor yet because she hasn't been sworn in. And she, I think at this stage, is also overseas. But hopefully she'll be present and able to attend the next council meeting. And we're quite looking forward to working with Helen Healy. She is a very intelligent woman and has some quite remarkable skills that she will bring to the table. So to council business, we'll start with the confirmation of minutes. And the first is the ordinary council meeting held on the 12th of December 2018. And the confidential council meeting held on the 12th of December 2018. Can I have a mover for those? Councillor Cirillo and a seconder, Councillor Milne. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. Confirmation of assembly of councillors with a recommendation that the council note the assembly of council records for the following meetings: the Mildura Arts and Cultural Advisory Committee meeting on the 25th of October 2018, the DCP briefing on the 21st of November 2018, Confidential Financial Advisory Committee meeting on the 21st of December 2018, Confidential Financial Advisory Committee meeting on the 16th of January 2019, and the Council Forum held on the 16th of January 2019. Can I have someone move that as a motion, please? Councillor Mica, and seconded by Councillor Sedgman. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to a vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. Item number seven, notice of absence. We have none. Item eight, the mayoral report. 8.1 mayoral report for December 2018 with a recommendation of 2 that council note the contents of this report. Do I have anyone who is willing to move that? Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Cirillo. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. Item 9 on the agenda are council reports with a recommendation to council note the contents of the council's report report for the month of December 2018. Can I have someone who would be willing to move that motion? Councillor Milne?
With a further report, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly, a seconder. Councillor Poole? Councillor Milne, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to report, in September last year I advised that we would have a Chinese car company reps and engineers here for 8 to 10 weeks in January testing air conditioning. They're certainly doing that, and talking to them, it's very good weather for testing air conditioning. and it's going to continue to be very, very good weather for testing air conditioning. And anybody that's planning to buy an electric car, their air conditioners work very well. Yesterday and this morning I've spent time looking at these vehicles and talking to them about their time in Mildura. There's 30 engineers. Originally they were going to have about 100 out here, but it's been scaled back a bit. They do have 8 electric vehicles. They're 7-seaters, they're SUVs. They will be available for sale in China at about $70,000 in a couple of months' time. And there's a couple more generations. They're about half the price of a Tesla. And the whole stock is a really good thing for Mildura. They're planning to come back for the next 3 or 4 years. They're seeing Mildura as a good place to test their cars. They wish we had a track. They can do some high-speed testing in the summer months as well. They're booked into local motels. They've hired business premises. They've fitted electric charging devices for vehicles, and it's worth any of the other councillors having a look, because this is where our future is going to be. The charge stations, they recharge the car in I think about half an hour. At the moment they've got a great big generator down there that's using 270 litres of fuel a day to actually charge the electric cars, because you know, all the facilities we need aren't there. And for anyone that's contemplating buying an electric car, if you run out of electricity because they haven't got motors in these ones, they have a little generator van that, like the RACV, races out with their van's got a generator in the back and gives you a 10-minute charge, and that'll get you back to your next stop where you can recharge your car. But look, exciting technology, and if you see some four-wheel drives around with sort of funny-looking wallpaper type stuff on them, they're being disguised because they aren't quite ready to go into production yet. They're pre-production models. But great thing for Mildura, and certainly the Chinese are very, very happy with the way they've been looked after and their time in Mildura. So great thing for us, and we're going to see it for about another 3 or 4 years.
Thank you, Councillor Melton, and I couldn't agree more about the air conditioning. Councillor Paul, is there something you wish to say?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment. I'd like to congratulate the Council Grants team on their December presentation. Not only on the presentation, but what they've been able to achieve of over $80 million in grants from both state and federal, and it's highly competitive, so well done.
Thank you. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak to their reports? No? So we have the council reports moved by Councillor Mellon, seconded by Councillor Paul. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? No? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 10 on the agenda is response to councillor questions. 10.1, Councillor Anthony Cirillo, and the fencing at Kenny Park. Councillor Cirillo, are you happy with that response?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Item 11, questions from councillors. Do we have any questions from councillors? Councillor Moyka.
I've got a couple,
I have a couple of questions, Chair. I'd like to ask if Mildura and Wilson City Council could have, could we have all the correspondence from Mildura Rural City Council edited into regarding the Murray-Darling Basin Authority environmental water and over-allocation allocated and sent to the Prime Minister, Opposition Leader, the Agricultural Minister, our local and state members, and all Basin States Premiers and neighbouring councils? Mildura Rural City Council have, in the last 2 years, with limited resources, endeavoured to understand the greater issues of water in the basin and how less or unavailable water will affect our region. I would like all community members and politicians to know that there is a problem beyond drought, and many councils and community groups have been asking questions about it for well over 2 years.
Councillor Modica, you just get to a question.
Question, yeah, I'll just finish. Where was the action from our municipal input, and what have we got from our $13 billion investment? The second question is, I'd also like to know...
Councillor Modica, I'll take it one question at a time. I assume we'll take that question on notice.
Yep, sorry.
Thank you.
I would also like to know who has the final say in opening up cleared land for future agricultural development in the municipality and state, and what kind of permit does a developer need to clear land and then have access to pump water? Is there a register of available water to correlate with the equivalent opening up of greenfield sites, particularly in regards to land opening up outside of the original pumped districts?
I think our council officer's electric pen might have slowed down a bit, so if
you can send these through again.
Supply him with a copy of that, that would be fantastic.
Thank you, Mr.
We'll take
Mayor.
That on notice too, I assume. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If you'd like to respond to that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just in response to the second question. This issue actually came up in one of our responses to, I think it was the South Australian Royal Commission in regard to, and the Commissioner at the time was very interested in the fact of what permissions need to be. Outside the older irrigation district, it's not, if it's already zoned as farming land, and obviously they own the land and it's private land, then they are able to farm it. In terms of irrigation, they do need to meet the requirements through authorities. However, our responsibility is in the zoning compartment, so if it's already zoned, then in all likelihood they'll be able to farm the land. What they farm the land with, i.e. does it need irrigation, is they need a pumping licence and they need access to the water, and then they need to get permission of the appropriate authorities outside council.
Thank you. That leads into the third question, and one after that. Are we as a council able to ask if there are any new annual use limit licences being issued? How has the activation of water as a tradable commodity affected historic over-allocation after unbundling? And are there sleeper licences left in the system that can be rescinded?
Yeah, we'll take those on notice.
And last one, Simon, sorry. Victorian water allocation today is at 100%, and growers are paying $600 a temporary megalitre and $6,000 for permanent, approximately. How are we, MRCC, positioned as a council to support the region's growers if temporary water doubles in price as the drought continues and allocations reduce? Thank you.
Yep. We'll take that on notice. Thank you. I'll say it. Yeah, if you could give us some written versions of those, please. Thank you. Councillor Milne.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My first question is along similar lines to Councillor Modica. Can we please explore the issue of 15 million tonnes of salt being dumped 100 metres from Stockyard Creek near Chinchilla in Western Downs Shire in Queensland? This is refuse from gas mining, fracking, and poses a threat to the headwaters of the Darling River, and in reality is very similar to the threat that the toxic waste dump posed for us. In fact, it's probably a bigger threat. That's the first question.
We'll tuck that on notice, thank you.
Second one is, what are we doing in order to prepare for the need to recycle solar panels over the coming years? If they have a life cycle of 20 to 25 years, we'll have to deal with the panel or with panels in the next few years. In fact, with hailstorms and the life, like we're probably receiving them now in our waste facility. And does anyone have a plan to deal with these panels that are very difficult to recycle?
I'll take that on notice too, thank you.
Third question is, I've noticed the railway line is littered with old rails, steel rail pins and other debris that the state government has failed to clean up after the rail standardisation works. Added to this is unsightly trees and garbage along the reserve. What can we do as a council to ensure the state government cleans up its mess?
We'll take that on notice, and if I could add to that to Councillor Milne, question from me is what can we do to clean up the roadway reserve and railway reserve coming into Mildura from Irrimple and Redcliffe, because it's quite nice. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly, thank you. Fourth one. With the current discussions and arguments regarding the Darling River and its condition and future, Can we as a council involve our Aboriginal Action Committee and the Indigenous community in any discussions, policy, position we may undertake?
Take that on notice, thank you.
Next one, I've got two left. Further to Councillor Cirillo's question on Castles Crossing Road and Yapool Road, we could also add Treviso Way. How do we get decent roads constructed that are actually fit for purpose in the farming zone? Can we make these roads a priority, as we must have modern transport systems and not settle for third world conditions? And maybe this is an issue that we could forward to our local member. Last one is, I've had the issue of Rose Hill's puppets raised, and for anybody that doesn't know, Rose is down the bottom of 11th Street and was a puppeteer. She's an elderly lady, but it's an important legacy of an amazing artist, and it might be lost to our community. Can we please explore what may be possible to preserve the collection, because it is fantastic and built up over many, many years, but I think it'll be lost if we don't do something about it.
I'll notice again, thank you, Councillor Mill. That's it. Are there any other councillors who have any questions? No? Okay, thank you. Notice of motion, we have none at item 12. Item 13, petitions. We have a petition with 35 signatures regarding the introduction of green waste bin systems. The recommendation two. The recommendation is that the council note the petition and that the matter be considered within the February 2019 ordinary council meeting. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Cirillo. Seconder, Councillor Sessions. Anyone wish to speak against that motion? Motion to vote. All those in favour? Motion to carry. We move to item 14.1. These are all management reports. So starting with 14.1 is the Mildura Future Ready and Mildura Riverfront Stage 2 revised plan, with a recommendation at 2 that Council approve the Mildura Riverfront Stage 2 revised plan as presented. Do I have anyone who is willing to move that motion? Councillor Modica. Seconder. Councillor Poole. Do anyone wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Mill. So let me open the debate. Does anyone else wish to speak against that motion? Okay, we'll start the debate with Councillor Modica. Please go ahead, Councillor Modica.
I think this is a very important step in the development of the full Mildura Future Ready plan. We've already completed stage one of the riverfront, which has been received very well by the community and won an award last year, a national award for the execution of that build or installation. There seems to have been quite a lot of community consultation and feedback. There is a lot of work to do, but I think our officers have worked very hard to put this together for us to look at, and I'm fully happy with nominating it and going through the program.
Thank you, Councillor Modica. Councillor Seat.
Councillor Poole.
Apologies, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I definitely support this recommendation for stage two, because it's just the revised master plan that has had extensive amount of work and input to this updated master plan, including a lot of community engagement. I attended the night where it was, all the public was invited to have their two bobs worth. Since then, we've received their feedback and input, which has been considered. And I support this master plan revision. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Poole. Councillor Mill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank Councillor Poole for a technical turn there. Two bobs worth. I've just got a couple of points I wanted to make. So at the start, I should say that, you know, I really appreciate the amount of work that's gone into this. And it is a great plan, so I'm a believer in the plan. But there's a couple of things that concern me. And one at point five, on page 19, well, it is on my agenda, on the computer, it again talks about a river pier. And I've raised this before. It's actually in this that it's part of the revised master plan. I don't want to see that river pier in there because I believe it'll be dangerous, it'll be sticking out the river, it'll be in the road of houseboats, and it'll also encourage kids to go out and people to go out and maybe dive off the end. We've already got problems with people diving off of the wharf, and this will give them another bit of infrastructure to have a dive off, and many young people really enjoy that. And so that concerns me.
Councillor Miller, just want to point of order you just briefly and perhaps get something clarified by the council officers, but I don't believe that the Stage 2 Master Plan actually has a pier in it. Could I just get some clarification on that, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there is a drawing on the actual document that, if you look really closely, up here does appear. However, it is very much a concept plan, and as per our responses in the responses to some of the concerns that were shared by Councillor Myung, we did propose a response to that, that for that to happen it would have to go through a whole raft of I guess tests in terms of for risk and regulation as to whether that would actually occur. We did get quite a warm response from some of the people in the consultation, but by the same token there were also concerns raised. So there is a pier on one of the schematics in the, if you delve into the detail of the master plan, but as I've said, that would have to go through the process before it actually does become a real pier.
Okay, so Councillor Mill, it appears that the pier may appear or may not appear.
Yeah, and I would say the jetty rather than a pier.
I would draw everybody's attention to point five. Says the revised master plan includes a number of key development opportunities, many of which were in the existing previous master plan. I'll point new pedestrian connections and riverside walkway, including a river pier. So it's very specific, even in the foreword. So that concerns me. So it's not, I don't want to argue the point with Mr. Horson, but it's not quite hidden in the documentation, but it's actually very much in the forefront in this report. So just that point. And my other concern is regarding trees and on page 7 of the report, it's the master plan proposes upgrades to JC Park. It proposes the existing mature indigenous trees to remain, with new plantings of species designed to enhance the natural vegetation of the river and environment. My concern is for the trees that aren't existing mature indigenous trees, they may be being handed a death sentence, and because they're not mentioned. The indigenous ones will stay, but we've got peppercorns and other beautiful trees, and I'm getting a bit old, and it actually takes a while to grow new trees, and you know it could take 20 years, 30 years to replace those trees. So I've got some concerns about the trees down around JC Park. I would also just like to note my concerns with housing and where it's going to be built, and there may be complaints of noise. And I would really like to see us reinforce that a lot more in this plan. So they're minor points, but this is the opportunity to lay them on the table and speak about them. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So just to clarify, Councillor Milne, you haven't asked for this to be laid on the table. Is that what you're asking for?
No. I'm just laying my points on the table. Sorry, not to lay the plan on the table. To table my points. Yeah.
Okay, so is there anyone else who wishes to speak for the motion? Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion?
Mr. Mayor, perhaps given the discussion that's taken place, am I able to move a motion to lay this on the table? Because we're either going to pass or knock it, and based on what it is, there's a fair debate each way, but I think can be taken care in a forum if it's decided that way to lay on the table. I'm happy to move that motion if you allow it.
Yes, you can move that motion, Councillor Cirilla, but you'll need a second. Is anyone willing to second that as a motion?
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Session.
Is there a way in which we can identify these concerns of Councillor Mills and put them in abeyance but accept the rest of the plan?
Well, the only way I think we could do that is if the relevant executive officer can address those issues now to the satisfaction of councillors, and then we move to a normal vote. But I'll have to ask the executive officer if he can do that. Mark, are you able to address those issues to the satisfaction of councillors at this point?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, and as I've sort of just heard those then, in regard to unpack them, to address them in terms of the peer, hopefully our response in the document that was the respondents to the concerns of the submitters, not Councillor Mill, but there was a similar concerns. That was how we were going to address that moving forward. In regard to the trees, there are trees within the plan that are designated to be, well, the tree pallet is to designate to be those native tree species. There are probably some trees in terms of peppercorns that whether they're being removed or not, that would be dealt with in the detail of the actual further design, which is on the Big Trap land in regard to their residential. There are some trees that are earmarked to stay and other trees that are earmarked to go. To know the specifics of that, you'd have to delve that into that when that development comes online. And the other response, what was the other one?
No, that was pretty much the housing and the noise issue.
That'll be dealt with as per any housing development that is near park, which there are obviously ones that obviously those situations are dealt with on the spot. The issue, I guess, in terms of any delays in this need to be probably made clear too, that there is a fair bit of pressure on council to get this through as soon as possible. So the detailed design in a master plan, it's very hard to address specific issues in a master plan when it needs to go through a whole lot of other planning processes before you get the detail to address specific issues that Councillor Milne has raised. So it's difficult to address them in a meeting like this. So that's the best I can do, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Cirillo, your motion to lay this matter on the table would delay it for a month, but in that month it appears, from what the executive officer says, a lot of the answers won't be forthcoming in that time in any event, and won't actually be forthcoming until the actual design plan is instigated. Do you still wish to move a motion to lay this on the table?
Yeah, I'll move that motion. If it doesn't get seconded, obviously it will fall down, so I'm happy to leave it there. Up to the councillors to make that decision.
Right, the motion before the council is that the matter be laid on the table for 1 month, Councillor Cirillo,
yeah,
for 1 month. Do we have a seconder that's willing to second that motion? We have no seconder. That matter lapses for the want of a seconder, Councillor Cirillo. So that takes us back to the original motion, which is now for Councillor Modica to close off.
Well, I think we've covered that pretty well, actually. Look, I think it's really important to really respect the work that's been done and to understand that it is a revised plan. There's a lot in it, and there will be more to it when the time comes. I fully understand Councillor Milton's questions, but we do have a very stringent society at the moment where to get many things done is quite difficult. If people choose to go out on a pier illegally when they're not being regulated, that's a freedom of choice. But I'm sure that our council and our state will put lots in place to make sure things like that don't happen. As I said, I think it's a great bit of work. It's finishing off work that started in the council and probably even the council before. People are really enjoying moving back into the old CBD of Mildura. It's reinvigorated, and this will just be a great addition to that. And as we go through, more will become apparent. But a lot of the ideas are in this document, and I would appeal for everybody to vote through.
Right, as the debate is now closed, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? The motion is carried. If it's of any comfort to you, Councillor Millen, the final plans will obviously go through a process which includes forum and we'll be able to discuss those issues at those meetings. Thank you. (coughs) 14.2 Community Plan Support Fund, Merbein District Historical Society, refurbishment of 38 Box Street, Merbein. The recommendation to the Council approve the Community Plan Support Fund Part B implementation funding application for $121,217.80 for the Merbein and District Historical Society. Do we have a mover for that? Councillor Poole, a seconder, Councillor Sedgman. Do we have anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? No one speaking against the motion will move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. The Community Plan Support Fund application for Underball Progress Group Open Park War Memorial Project. With a recommendation that the Council approve the Community Plan Support Fund Part B implementation funding application for $26,116.02 for the Underball Progress Group Inc. Does anyone know? Sorry, do we have a mover for that motion?
May I ask the question, please, Mr. Mayor?
Moved by Councillor Brown. I'll take a seconder first. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Poole. And the question, Councillor Paul?
Has this been approached through the RSL towards potential funding yet?
Over to Mr. Lawson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a look at that following the question from the forum. And yes, they did apply for funding but were unsuccessful.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion's carried. 14.4 is the adoption of the International Relations Policy CP040, and with a recommendation that the Council adopt the International Relations Policy CP040 as presented. We have a mover for that motion. Councillor Paul. Seconder, Councillor Monica. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Mellon, is that a question or you wish to speak against it?
No, I'm not speaking against that.
Okay, does anyone else wish to speak against the motion? Okay, we'll move to debate. Councillor Paul.
I think the minor alterations to this policy are quite acceptable. As usual, we've gone through forum and had the chance to question those. And if anything, it may align with the sister cities as well as to the occurrence of our trouble both ways. And I support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Paul. Councillor Morgan.
Yeah, I support the adoption of the International Relations Policy too. I think it's quite thorough and irons out a few things. It's quite simple, and we had a very good discussion about it at the forum. I support it too. Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Millen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My real concern with this one is at item 3.5, and under that's on page 3 of 3 or page 97. of the agenda. It says there that in conducting its international relationships, Council commits to the following principles. And one is to a maximum of 2 visits during a council term. 1 visit to and 1 visit from the sister city. Now that's a 4-year term, and that's 1 visit either way. Now, there is a perception in the community that travelling overseas is some sort of junket that councillors go over there, I don't know what for, to have a holiday or something. But we know that that isn't the case, and I've looked up on the internet last night to see how much, for example, an airfare to China. Return airfare, you can get them from $421 to Kunming, our sister city. That's return. Up to around $600-$700, you know, if you want to take an Australian airline, it's $1,600. But $420. Now, if we want to fly to Canberra, to go from Melbourne to Canberra, and you want to catch the early flight, so you can go there for a meeting, you're paying around $300 one way, and $300 to come back. That's $600 to go to Canberra, which doesn't raise an eyebrow with anybody. Now, if we need to go to China, we've got a very strong relationship with Kunming and Dali, in particular, our sister city. We've got students here, a lot of students attending TAFE. The Chinese visit us very, very regularly. And part of the respect for that visit is they like to meet the city elders and the city leaders. And often, if TAFE College is going over to China, they like a city leader to go there because it shows respect back to the community. I've just spoken today about Chinese cars here testing that bring thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars into our community. Our Chinese students bring millions. Our farmers sell their grapes to the Chinese. I know there's one Chinese family living here, has bought a house here. They were telling me 2 years ago they were buying $8 million worth of fruit because we're their sister city. Kunming, Dali, the officials there suggest to their community, if you're going to do business in Australia, do it in Mildura. It's our sister city. This is really important. So I think, I don't like absolutes of a maximum. I think to be very respectful to our sister cities, if there is a need to go there, it can be vitally important. We might save $500 or $600 or $1,000 and cost our community multi-millions because we're seen as being rude. So my problem with it is I would like to see that clause a little bit open. I'm not saying we should go there 3 times a year or anything, but once in 4 years may not be enough, and there may be a need. And as soon as you put maximum in there, you've got to go against your policy, and it makes it all a bit difficult. And look, I don't think anybody races out and finds a way to go overseas. It's at a request, and it's always for an important meeting, and it has a benefit back to our community. So that's the reason I'm voting against the change in policy.
Councillor Norm, I was going to point of order you based on something that was pointed out to me that I wanted to hear what you had to say, as I'm sure we all did. So I gave you the courtesy of allowing you to finish what you were saying. But the point of order was going to be that the actual wording of the change says each agreement may include a maximum of 2 years visit during each council term. It doesn't say that it must include. So it's up to the relevant council at the time as to exactly what policy they determine during the course of that 4-year period, and it may be 2 years or it may be something else. So it's not an absolute. I just think I should point that out.
It's probably poorly worded then, Mr. Mann.
Well, that's...
It may need to be changed.
It may need to be changed. The maximum of once. Getting back to the debate, is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion? So we'll finish off the debate. Councillor Paul?
It's four. We have four to motion.
Sorry, is there anyone else who wishes to speak for the motion?
Just to back you up on your clarification, Mr. Mayor, we discussed this in forum, and I think Ozzy Goulding personally changed from Will to May. Just I thought it made it more flexible, and I believe that is so.
So there your fingerprints on, Mr. Brown. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for the motion?
Just a question, please, Mr. Mayor.
Yes,
so it says each agreement may include a may. It does say may, but then it does say maximum. So it may include a maximum of two visits during each council term. Now, I think what Councillor Milne was trying to say is that
get rid of the maximum. Ambiguous.
I think what he's trying to say is basically if there needs to be more, it needs to be more. If there needs to be less, well, it'll be to our discretion.
We know what we meant, don't we?
I don't think it's transpired. What I'm trying to say is I don't think it's transpired exactly how we discussed it at forum.
Yeah, if I could just intervene, this appears to be hanging off a word, the word maximum. I think we could probably just put a line through that, but I don't know how we go in a technical sense in a council meeting to agree to do that. Can I just confer with my CEO for a minute, please?
If we could do that with the approval of the mover and seconder.
So, we can do that with the approval of the mover and seconder. So do we have the approval of Councillors Monica and Paul to make that minor amendment?
I agree to removing the three words, a maximum of, after the may include.
And Councillor Monica?
Yep, I agree to that too.
Okay, Councillor Milne, do you still wish to...
On that point, I'm happy to remove my objection.
Okay, so we now have no objection to the motion, and so we will move. Does anyone want to speak for or against the motion now?
It's all right, close.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, there is no objection, you don't need to close. Yes, Councillor.
Removing those words does reflect the mood of the forum that we spoke at.
Yes, that's right. That's all.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Sessions. Okay, you don't need to close the debate because there is no debate, so we'll move to a vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Thank you. Item 14.5, adoption of Section 86 Committee Policy, CP026, with a recommendation of 2, that Council adopt the Section 86 Committee's Policy CP082 as presented. Moved by Councillor Brown. Seconded by Councillor Miller. Do we have anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Point 14.6, minor changes to Mildura's development contribution plans. Proposed planning scheme amendment C79. Recommendation at 2, that Council adopt the strategic justification report, minor changes to Mildura DCP's SGS November 2018 as presented. 2, to adopt the Nichols Point DCP 2 proposed schedule change tables December 2018 indexed as presented. 3, to adopt the Mildura DCP Land Use Forecast Method Report final December 2018 as presented. 4, to adopt the Mildura Housing Supply and Demand Analysis Final Report SGS March 2017 as presented. And 5, agree to request the Minister for Planning prepare an amendment to the Mildura Planning Scheme to implement the proposed changes to DCPs 1, 2 and 3. Do I have a move for that? Councillor Milne. Second to Councillor Cirillo. Do I have anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? We'll move to the vote. Yes, Councillor Murray.
Could I speak to the motion?
Yes, clearly, Councillor.
Again, I'd just like to acknowledge the amount of work that's gone into this. Our staff have done a huge amount of work around this to bring it together. It's been an issue that has been floating around the community with DCPs and misunderstandings and having DCPs that don't really relate to what's going on in development now. DCPs that were, can I say, bigger than Ben-Hur, that's another technical point.
And so this is bringing it back into doable chunks that we can actually see the DCP put into action, spent in the communities, and hopefully the community will understand, and all the pieces, all the dots will join, and the jigsaw puzzle go together, and communities will see that DCP money being spent. So I think it's an excellent piece of work that is going to clear up a lot of questions that have been around for many, many years. So I'd just like to thank the staff and everybody that's been involved in doing it. And it's a good thing that we've got it in front of us, so thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mellon. If no one's going to speak against the motion, we'll now move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion's carried. We'll now move to item 15, urgent business, and we have no urgent business unless anyone wishes to raise it. Okay, public questions. I believe we have some public questions.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor, we have a number of questions around the pound, and the request is to have those responded to in writing, which we will do.
Thank you. I have one public question here. Who will act as CEO until the council appoints a new CEO? That matter is still to be determined, and we will be looking at that in due course. Are there any other public questions? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending tonight's meeting, and the meeting is now officially closed. Thank you very much.
Could we complete a 360 point four?
Yes.